Hey, this is Jacob. Do I have a story for you? Come along down Gilead Lane.
Every one of you has a story to tell.
Who wants to hear mine?
And what's your story, Maya?
I never was in a gang.
And you're complaining about that?
Well, I could tell people how I've had to live with you for so long.
Don't you think I could just spice it up a little bit?
I give up.
But it's not me, Lauren. It's Fanny Crosby.
So you're saying you don't even see the similarity in your lives?
That Fanny wrote 8,500 hymns and I've written... Oh, wait a minute. I haven't written any.
Well, think about it. Fanny became blind when she was a little girl.
Like you.
Her dad died, like, right around the same time.
Like your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had to have her grandma come live with them to help take care of her.
Like your... Well, wait a minute, Mikey.
How does that work?
Yeah, but even that's like your story, Grace.
How so, Justin?
Well, you said her grandma was a wonderful teacher and was always helping Fanny to picture the physical world by describing everything to her.
Did you just read that?
No, I just remembered it.
How do you do that?
Justin had a point, though. How is Fanny's grandma like Grace's life?
Well, the main part Grace said, if you were listening...
I was listening!
...is that the grandma who taught her about God and how to pray and read the Bible...
I remember that part. You said that Fanny was actually memorizing 5 chapters of the Bible a day.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed by that too, Anna.
I can hardly memorize 5 verses.
I see what Justin was saying, though. You didn't have a grandma to do that, but you had Mrs. Neary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You don't write songs on the side or anything, do you, Grace?
No, Anna. And certainly nowhere near the 8,500 hymns Fanny wrote.
I still can't believe she wrote that many.
I didn't even know there were that many hymns.
But you do write stories, Grace, and that's kind of the same.
Yeah.
I've been compared to Fanny Crosby before, Haley, but not because of the story writing.
Why did she tell us before?
I just wanted to hear what you'd come up with.
Come on,
Grace.
Okay, the truth is, Mrs. Neary read to me about Fanny Crosby when I was a little girl. And just knowing that there was someone else out there who'd been able to see and had it taken away from them, and who'd lost a parent at the same time, and that she wasn't bitter about any of it, well, she caught my interest.
And did learning about her help you, you know, with being sad and everything?
Yeah, it did, because... I knew that if God could help one little girl get through a time like that, then he surely wasn't going to abandon me. And I know I've told you this, but I really struggled when my parents died. But then God brought the Nearys into my life, and they helped me grow closer to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My life seems kind of boring.
Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, I was never blind or anything.
Now, come on. Every one of you has a story to tell.
Who wants to hear mine?
Mikey.
God gave us each different experiences and gifts so that we could relate to different people. And we need to be responsible for knowing our stories. That way, if someone ever asks us why we are the way we are, we'll be ready to give an answer.
Yeah, kind of like being able to give a reason for the hope we have.
That's exactly right, Lauren.
Well, I think that's what we should do till it's time to go. Figure out what our own stories are.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, you guys go ahead, and I'll go get the cookies out of the kitchen.
Yes. Okay, here goes nothing. Whoa, I guess I lost control of that one.
Dead in the house?
Mom, the bocce's not behind you.
Hey, that's enough out of you, mister.
All right, Timmy, see if you can beat your old mom.
Hey, huh? John.
All right, come on, you ready to give it a try?
Okay. Yep. Dad.
What?
What do I do?
Well, no, here, just line it up, and then you throw it. Underhand, you have more control that way.
Hey, you could have given me that tip, you know?
Okay, let's see.
Underhand. Okay.
Good. Go. Hey, excellent. Good job, Timmy.
I just can't believe how much that Fanny Crosby sounded like Grace's story. It's like they're sisters or something.
Yeah, sure, except for the fact that Fanny was born in 1820.
Well, right.
Hey, guys, how was the Bible study?
Great. Grace had this old book that she got when she was a little girl living with the Nearies, and there's a story in it about this other little girl who lived way back a long time ago, but she could have been Grace's twin, and it was so weird how their lives just, like, matched up with each other.
What Haley's trying to say is that Grace read to us from a biology book.
A biography book.
Biography book, and there was a story about Fanny Crosby, and her life was a lot like Grace's.
Well, I never thought of that before, but it does make sense.
Did you guys remember to tell Grace hi for me?
Yeah, Timmy, she said hi back and said to visit soon.
Okay, but not right now. We're in the middle of this game, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to play some bocce ball? Well, we can start a new game. It's fine.
Yeah, can I throw the bocce?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think I'm going to go inside. I want to write my testimony out.
Why? It's not like Grace gave us homework on it, Justin.
I know, but she said we should know what our stories are, and I want to write it down so I can practice saying it.
We're not getting graded, are we?
No, we're not. You don't have to practice it. Grace just wants us to be able to share it. So if it comes up, then we know what to say.
And writing it down will help me know what to say.
Yeah, it'll help you share your faith, Justin. I think it's a great idea.
What are you going to write down? You were born, you got older, and then you were saved. End of story.
There's a little more to it than that, Mike.
I'm just saying you're no Fanny Crosby.
But he's just as important, Michael. Different doesn't equal bad.
I guess.
Write that down.
Anyway, I'm going in.
All right. And we're going to eat in about an hour.
Okay.
Can I throw the bocce now, since we're starting a new game?
Yeah, sure. Haley, are you going to play too, or are those the wrong clothes for bocce ball?
I'll have to change first.
All right, bud.
Could you bring us some more bread, Mrs. Colbert?
Of course. I'll bring that right out.
So, I had that Bible study today.
Oh, yeah. And what did you study today in Religious Freaks 101?
Grace read us the story about Fanny Crosby. She was blind, just like Grace.
Oh, and was she crazy too?
Of course not, and neither is Grace.
Right.
Tiffany, Maya, can we please eat our meal in peace?
Why did Caleb have to work tonight? At least he knows how to have a normal conversation.
Tiffany!
Girls, enough.
So what have you been learning in these Bible studies, Maya?
Well, Grace told us about that lady, Fanny Crosby. She was blinded when she was a little girl, and her dad died when she was really young, just like Grace.
Like Grace?
Yeah. Grace said their parents died when she was young, and that's when she got blinded.
Oh, really? And what else did Grace tell you?
Well, she said that it brought her closer to God, and that she used her stories to talk to other people about God.
I see. So she's told other people about this.
Yeah. Grace thinks it's important to know your story.
And what's your story, Maya?
Well, I could tell people how I've had to live with you for so long.
Girls.
So, did Grace say anything else, Maya?
Not really. I guess we all started talking about our own lives. But I definitely want to hear the rest about Grace. If there's more, anyway.
Well, she might not feel comfortable telling the intimate details of her life to a room full of kids.
Dad, Grace is our friend. She talks to us.
Of course.
Here's your bread, Mr. Richter.
Thank you, Mrs. Colbert, but I've lost my appetite.
Are you sure you don't want Justin to help you with this? He's so much better at finding his way around the internet.
He's busy. Besides, you're doing fine, Brooke.
Thanks. Oh, here we go. Looks like this site has some good testimonies on it.
And they're all football players.
Well, what about this one? Click on it.
Okay. Ooh, listen to this. He was into drugs and alcohol and all kinds of bad stuff before he got saved.
I can read too, Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. This does look just like what you were searching for. This guy went through a lot before becoming a Christian.
Yeah, he has a great story.
What? Isn't that what you wanted to find?
Well, yeah, but... Well, I'm just never going to have a story like this.
I sure hope not. I don't want my little brother to be an alcoholic or a drug addict.
That's not the point. Listen to this. David played for the Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers. When he was only 11 years old, his father died. Mm. David remembers the day he found out, Easter Sunday. It was like the end of the world. For the next 15 years, he felt a whole lot of pain. things began to crumble. He fell away from his family. In junior high and high school, he got involved with drugs and alcohol. Mike thought he was pretty cool, but inside, he was very unhappy.
What did you just say?
That David was really unhappy?
No, you said Mike. Why are you so stuck on this, Mikey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When our church had that outreach, you talked to all kinds of people about God and invited them to church. You weren't afraid of your story then.
That was before.
Before what?
Before I read all these other stories. I never used drugs or was in a gang. I wasn't even blind or anything.
And you're complaining about that?
No, who wants to hear about some kid who had a great life and then became a Christian?
You should be proud of who you are and thankful you haven't had to go through all that stuff.
But don't you think I could just spice it up a little bit?
I give up.
I can give you a call this weekend about our project, Jess.
Sure, but I'm not going to be home on Saturday. My mom and I are going on a shopping trip. I need some new summer clothes.
That sounds fun. I could call you on Sunday after church then.
Okay. First church gets out at 12 o'clock, so you can call me after that.
All right. So what is it like going to First Church of Coleraine?
I don't know, Haley. It's church.
Right. But do you like it?
I guess. I mean, I go with my family and we listen to some boring guy talk for an hour. What's not to like?
I've been going to church my whole life.
So you know what I'm saying?
Well, no. I like church. Our pastor is really smart, and youth group's the best.
That's great, but we don't have a youth group.
I know. Maya told me. But that's why I asked you about church, because I wanted to invite you to this Bible study thing I've been going to. It's not at church or anything. It's just down at Grace Andrews' house. You should come.
Don't you do church stuff like every night as it is?
But it's not like how you describe it. This is fun. Remember the outreach?
That storytelling thing Grace did for your church?
Yeah, the Bible study's like that. Grace tells these really great stories, and then we talk about them and share verses and stuff.
Sorry, Haley, but that doesn't sound like loads of fun to me.
Well, I can't really explain it. You just need to come sometime. I know you'd like it. I mean, we go there to learn stuff, but it seems like we're always laughing and just having a good time. Maya goes, and so does Anna Townsend.
Maya goes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when is it?
On Thursdays after school.
I'll think about it.
Yes!
Listen, I gotta go. I've got a dentist appointment, but I'll talk to you later.
Okay, see ya.
Cheeseburgers coming up. How do you want yours?
Nice.
I'm so hungry.
You want a medium rare?
Nice hat, Dad.
Now, what's the matter? What, you don't like my chef's hat?
I just hope no kids from school show up here at the park.
Embarrassed of your own father. You know, it's important to have the proper cookout attire, especially when you are running the grill.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I like your hat, Uncle John.
Why, thank you, Lauren. But I know you're only saying that because your Aunt Mary and I are feeding you, huh?
Not true.
Sure. You're horrible. No, we're glad you could join us,
thank
Lauren.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
This is great, Dad.
Don't joke. Thanks, Mikey.
Oh, Michael, yeah. You don't have to show us how good Dad's food is. It's disgusting.
No. Sorry.
So, Justin, how's your testimony coming along?
Oh, well, it's all written out. I haven't really talked to anyone yet. I mean, Lauren already knows everything about me.
Yeah, well, what about some of the guys at the Rocket Club? You know them pretty well.
Yeah, and we start up again next week, don't we?
Well, that's great. Then maybe you could invite them to the Bible study.
I invited Jessica to come.
Yeah?
I don't know for sure if she'll come. She's not too excited about church stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did you say to her, Haley? Your story isn't that exciting.
Hey, Michael.
What? I was just looking at this football player's testimony, and he was into drugs and stuff. It's like God changed his whole life around.
Uh-huh. And you think that's the way it should be, huh? Sensational?
Well, why not? I mean, if some football guy came to youth group and told that kind of story about his faith, I'd really listen to him.
Right. And I'm sure God did an amazing work in his life. But, well, do you think he was proud of all the things that he did?
What do you mean?
He hurt his body by using drugs, and then he hurt his family, and almost dropped out of football. Of course, God forgave him and used that to help other people, but he could have avoided it.
Yeah,
God can use the mistakes someone has made to help reach people, but he can use things in your life, too, right?
I know. Hey, I saw Matt over by the baseball diamond.
Oh, yeah?
Can I go play some catch with him since I'm done eating?
Well, if we're done talking about testimonies, I suppose.
Yeah, I just want to go play some ball.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, throw your plate away. And tell Matt that we say hello.
Ask him how he wants it.
Sit right in front of the door, Maya.
Sorry, I just had to tie my shoes. Can you tell Mom I'm going to the park?
Tell her yourself.
She's not home yet, and I have to leave.
What's so special about the park that you can't wait until she gets home?
Can you just give her the message, Tiff? The Morrisons invited me to a picnic, and I'm already late. Ow!
Maya, what are you doing in front of the door?
Sorry, Mom, I was just on my way out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was gonna head down to the park, if that's okay.
She's going to hang out with the Morrisons. A cookout.
I suppose. As long as you don't fill up on hamburgers and junk food. Your dad and I want to take the family out to dinner tonight.
You do?
Yes. So we'll drop by to pick you up after Dad and Caleb get home.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for letting me borrow a glove, Matt.
No problem. I usually bring an extra one, just in case.
So, you gonna go out for the team this summer?
Probably. Are you?
Definitely. I think we might be good this year.
Good arm. Have you been practicing?
Yeah, my dad's been helping me.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Nothing. Did you get some food already?
No, I guess we're going out to dinner later.
You guys having a picnic, Mike?
Yeah, my dad thought it would be a good idea to have a cookout. See your chef's hat?
Who could miss it? Your family's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh, come on, Mike. You know they're cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like them. But I guess it's just weird to have other people say stuff about them.
Well, all I know is that if it wasn't for watching you and your family my whole life, especially this year, I don't think I would have cared much about being a Christian.
Maya, what are you talking about?
Think about it. I basically have everything in the world. Why would I need God?
And your point is?
Mikey, even I get what Maya's saying. Your family just rocks. And family's the only thing Maya wanted.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, because of my story, you wanted to know more about God, Maya?
Mike, you know all this. Yes.
So even though I'm not an alcoholic and I've never done drugs, you still wanted to become a Christian?
You're so weird, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not sure what drugs or any of that has to do with me wanting to know more about God. But it's like what Grace was saying at Bible study, you know? Your story is just what I needed to hear.
Wow.
Hey, what Bible study?
Oh, we just started this Bible study over at Grace's house. You should come.
I don't know.
No, really, Matt. I mean, it's good to go to things like that. I know you're just as new as being a Christian as I am, and I know my family doesn't ever sit down and learn from the Bible together.
Join the club. You've been to my house, Maya. You know no one even cares about Christianity.
See, that's the thing. How are you going to grow if you don't fill yourself up with that stuff?
She's totally right, Matt. You should just come next Thursday and see what it's all about.
Maybe I will. If you think you should go, Maya, then I probably should too.
Then we'll see you there?
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I gotta get home. We're eating soon. Can I have my glove back?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. See ya.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Hey, look, isn't that Grace and Finn on the bench Matt just ran by?
Yeah, let's go say hi.
It all just kind of happened, and the next thing we knew, Matt said he'd come to Bible study.
That's great. See what knowing your story can do?
What's our story got to do with anything?
Well, Maya was telling you, Michael, that your story, your family, and the life God's given you is what caught her attention and made her listen for what God could do in her own life.
Yeah.
And that made Matt listen up to Maya's story.
My story? But I hardly even have a story.
Now, come on. When you started telling Matt about your own family and how it's different from the Morrisons, you gave Matt something to identify with.
Oh, so because of that, he decided maybe he should come to Bible study too.
Okay.
Exactly. See? God knows what he's doing when he authors our lives, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
Seems like it.
Yeah, and he's made a story that's tailor-fit for each of us. Only you can live it. You're the main character.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard, though. Like, I want to rewrite what he's put down for me.
I know, Maya.
Whenever hard times hit us, we think that. But we do have hope. And Fanny Crosby even writes about it in one of my very favorite hymns.
What is it?
Well, it goes like this. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace. See, we all have the same ending, no matter what the details of our stories are. In the end, we're saved only by his grace. And someday, we will all see him.
Face to face. I like that.
Me too.
Oh, I gotta go or I'm gonna miss dessert. You guys wanna come? We're on the other side of the park.
Thanks. But I think I'll stay here with Maya for a while.
Okay, see ya. Maya, have fun at dinner with your family.
Thank you.
Your family's going out to eat?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but I guess they wanted quality time or something. Oh, there's our car by the road.
Is your father there?
Yeah, I think he's getting out.
Maya, time to go. We have dinner reservations.
I know, Dad. I was just talking to Grace for a minute.
Well, you're done now. Say goodbye. We're waiting.
I guess I gotta go. Sorry.
It's okay. You take care, Maya.
It's not like a goodbye forever, Grace.
Go on. Don't keep them waiting.
Okay. See ya. Be so mean about it, Dad. I was just talking to Grace.
I don't need advice from my 10-year-old daughter.
Sorry.
And as far as just talking to Grace Andrews, I'm putting an end to that.
What? Dad, I...
Maya, I'm your father, and I've made my decision. You will not be spending any more time with that Andrews woman. That's final.
But I don't understand what...
You don't need to understand. You will just do as I say. By the time I'm through, no one will want their kids around that woman.